President Donald Trump and his administration are calling for renewed efforts to detain and deport undocumented immigrants. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard spoke with state leaders and immigration advocates in Hartford.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been directed to carry out mass raids and deportations in major cities. Standing outside the Hartford office of ICE Monday, a lock bot of the Immigrant Rights Alliance says it needs to stop.
For us, it's not just about prioritizing criminals over families. It's about abolishing ICE. It's about dismantling a systemic forms of violence against immigrant communities and communities of color.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says Trump's plan leaves millions of hardworking people living in fear.
The mass raids would be a repeat of family separation on the border, tearing children away from their parents. The terror that he has imposed on these families targets the children.
And Ellen Mandelberg, an advocate from Simsbury, says if ICE does take more action in Connecticut, there will continue to be strong support for immigrants.
There are resources that will be available in case things do happen, in case these threats come through. There will be deportation defense networks. There are all kinds of groups. And I think we're lucky to live in Connecticut.
President Trump announced over social media that the raids have been postponed, but are set to begin in 2 weeks. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.